Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Beth Moore opened up about her troubling past and the astonishing power of grace. Prominent Christian leader Beth Moore's past includes plenty of heartache and deep hurt. Beth opened up about the struggle she faced and the power of God's amazing grace. Beth recently sat down with Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, to discuss her latest book, All My Knotted Up Life, a memoir. She has faced several trying and horrific circumstances in life. But through it all, Beth states that the Lord has shed His abundant grace upon her. Her desire is to show Him that His grace has not gone to waste. "I can't go back and relive my life," she said. "I can't go back and make 1,000 decisions differently, which I wish I could do. I can't rewrite it. It's just what it is. But I can see to it that the grace that the Lord has poured on me is not in vain." In the book, in the interview, Beth Moore details her past, mentioning difficult and horrific circumstances in her life, including being sexually abused by her father as a child. "I'm not sure anything impacts the life more than your protector being your perpetrator," Beth said. "In other words, my father was the person on earth that I could trust the least." Beth adds that her father, in order to ensure that she didn't let anyone know about the ongoing abuse, mentioned she had to keep quiet for the safety of the family, including her mother. What he did say over and over was that we had to protect my mom because she was not stable, she said. So he used that. So there was like, "I'm not going to split up my entire family, but I'm going to cause my mother to kill herself." Beth Moore also mentioned past hardships she has faced in her 45-year marriage in relation to her husband's battle with mental illness. "The thing about what Keith has dealt with very severe PTSD and then bipolar, you never knew when there was going to be a sudden episode," she said. Beth says that through all the unexpected trials and the difficult days of her marriage, the prominent Christian leader says it caused her to rely even further upon the Lord. "I guess the best thing that has come out of it for me and for us is you talk about a woman casting herself on Jesus," she said. In the book, Moore also mentioned being shunned and turned away by churches after she spoke out about former President Donald Trump during his run for the White House. She writes that churches sent back her Bible studies and others even burned them in response. Beth's story is one of love, forgiveness, and perseverance through some really devastating situations. Through it all the heartache, hurt, and betrayal, Beth remains fully committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 5:10. "But the Lord of all grace, who has called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Eight-year-old learns his favorite waiter at Waffle House is struggle, so he raises over $100,000. Eight-year-old Kazen Hunter realized his favorite waiter at a Waffle House in Arkansas was struggle. The child saw a friend in need, and so he stepped up and came through in a big, big way. Everyone has their favorite restaurant and a preferred dish at that establishment. For one young man, his restaurant of choice is Waffle House in Arkansas. But in addition to a favorite Waffle House meal, 8-year-old Kazen Hunter also has a preferred Waffle House employee. So when Kazan learned that his favorite waiter, Devontae Gardner, was going through some hardships, Kazan knew he needed to help his friend out. And so he did, helping to raise more than $100,000 for Devontae. Devontae, as the video posted to YouTube mentions, was experiencing car trouble, forcing him to walk or to ask for a ride to work. Additionally, due to black mold, Devontae and his two children had to vacate their apartment and live in a motel. Kazan told his mother they needed to start a GoFundMe to help Devontae and his family out during their time of need. At first, the goal was $5,000. That number was quickly reached. Kazan told Good Morning America why he likes Devontae so much. "Because he's really funny. He treats everyone with respect," Kazan said. Devontae, Kazan's favorite waiter at Waffle House in Arkansas, mentioned their friendship was almost immediate. "Kazan's a great guy," Devontae said. "Ever since I met him, the first time I met him, when he came to my Waffle House, we connected and bonded from right there." When Devontae initially learned about the thousands of dollars raised for him, his mouth fell open and he began crying. "There are some good people in this world," Devontae said. Devontae told GMA that whenever Kazan graduates, whether at elementary school, middle school, high school, or college, he'll be in attendance to support his friend. "A little bit of love, kindness, and some delicious food can change someone's life forever. Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, full of pity, having forgiveness for one another, even as God in Christ had forgiveness for you."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.